This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've had a few questions like this to guess, but we had Ross Tucker on earlier this week to talk the Browns quarterback situation. But it's been interesting. You and I have talked a lot about the stall, the kind of a lackluster offseason from the NFL. And yeah, part of that was the idea that it seems like the juice that we've all been running on from the quarterback perspective, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, will they, won't they? Seems like some fuel has run out of that engine.
Well, Josh Allen last offseason was a big charge with that, but then Josh Allen just won league MVP.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to rip on Josh Allen after that. And it's just been 6, 7, 8 years of whether it's Allen, whether it's Burrow, whether it's Lamar, and now even Mahomes. It's just been we've known these quarterbacks long enough. I think we all have a decision made up on them, even if it is an ever-evolving process.
Is some of the stall that a perceived non-elite quarterback won last year?
I do think that hurt the conversation. I think so many people went so hard, and rightfully so, for so many years about the idea that you needed to have a top five quarterback. Hell, the whole entire Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield thing was built on the idea that you couldn't have someone with Baker Mayfield's skill set, roughly 10th best in the NFL, and still win. And so, I do think there was something there. Like, if Jalen Hurts had won the Super Bowl the year that Baker had gotten thrown to the curb, I don't know that Baker would have gotten thrown to the curb, even if he was in the Super Bowl in a very recent timeline.
So part of the reason why we're having this discussion is this came up with Ross Tucker earlier this week, which led to the question on which quarterback needs a title the most going into the season.
It's either Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I think we all recognize that. I don't know. You could probably flip a coin between those two guys. I guess I would submit to you that Lamar has been to, what, one AFC championship game? And also, Lamar has more around him. I mean, every year, look, he was awesome last year. Awesome. But every year, a bunch of Ravens make the Pro Bowl and All-Pro and stuff like that every year. I want to say, I mean, I know for a fact Josh Allen was the only Bill that was first or second team All-Pro. I don't even know if any other Bills made the Pro Bowl. So I guess the answer would be, to me, it'd be Lamar, because we got to start to really ask some questions about him if they don't at least get to the conference championship game again this year. Whereas Josh Allen, you could at least make the argument that, well, they're just not as good as they need to be around him.
So the thing that I actually think makes this conversation interesting now, mm-hmm, is I think the reason we didn't talk about Lamar as much last year is he was coming off an MVP and an AFC title race. And now this year, Josh Allen is coming off an NFL MVP and an AFC title game. And I do think, while that's not winning a Super Bowl, I think that has taken a little bit of the steam out of both of those. Hey, is Lamar going to do it this year? Just because I do think the AFC title game is not nothing.
It's not nothing, but for me, it's clear that Lamar needs this way more than Josh Allen does. The MVP went a long way for Josh Allen in a way that it hasn't gone for Lamar. Lamar's won two of them. But the idea that Lamar, for so many years, has not been able to do anything in the postseason while having a dominant regular season, for whatever reason, we have critiqued and we have made that matter more in Lamar's case, way more than we have with Josh Allen's case. And I think a lot of that is Josh Allen. Even though Lamar's loss in the AFC title game was to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, that was Lamar not playing good. We've seen Josh Allen play strong football games and still lose to Patrick Mahomes.
I just think to like if the answer for the people want is, you know, again, which quarterback needs a title the most of the season is Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. If neither have one at the end of this year, the team is not going to be any closer to moving on from them.
Oh, no, that's not happening at all.
So this is more the legacy side of things.
This is a legacy thing. And then right now, the legacy for myself with Lamar, and this is where I think they're different. If you were to have me rank out the best regular season quarterbacks in the game, Lamar makes my top three list. He might even make my top two list in that regard, okay? And Josh Allen, same in that discussion as well. If you made me just rank them off postseason appearances and what they can do, Josh Allen doesn't move off of this list. Lamar definitely does. Lamar has not been the same quarterback in the postseason. So if we're talking about changing your narrative, changing your legacy, a Lamar Super Bowl win does that in a way that it doesn't do it for Josh Allen.
I would suggest that while Lamar versus Josh, I actually agree with a lot of things you've talked about with Lamar and why he would need it more, I don't think it's just between those two. Because I also think there's a class of quarterbacks that have got really great stats that have some postseason success but don't have enough. And I would argue...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're getting to a point where if they don't do that, if they don't win that Super Bowl.
Yeah, you want to put Burrow's name on it. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I actually wasn't even thinking of Joe.
Oh, it sounded like you were subtweeting Joe.
Joe has been in a Super Bowl within the last 4 years, and he's been in another AFC title game as well.
And you said some postseason success.
Yeah, some postseason success.
And he has. I mean, for the longest time, it was him and Tom Brady, the only ones that could beat Mahomes in the postseason.
I think it's more guys who are... arguable whether they're the 7th best quarterback or 12th best quarterback. Like, I think Jared Goff needs to win this year. That roster's right in the sweet spot of the contention window. And I also think fans have started to do the thing that they did.
Jared Goff has played in a Super Bowl before, too.
He's played in it, but he was a party to it, not the reason for it.
So that's going more to Ross's idea that Lamar is more party to it than the reason for it. And that's why he gave Josh Allen the leg up there.
I would put Dak Prescott in this conversation, too. Like I think we're getting very, very close with Dak getting ready for that next contract push here in the next year, 18 months, whatever. I think Dak winning a championship, I don't know anybody in the NFL could, from a legacy standpoint or just a big picture standpoint, and then the practical standpoint, the financial standpoint.
It would validate his career, and it would validate him as a quarterback in a way that he's just not perceived to be right now.
Yeah, in a way that, I'll be honest with you, while I share a lot of the sentiment that most people do about Dak.
I like Dak more than
most. I think he's like the most disrespected quarterback on the planet. When he's been healthy and played full seasons, he's put up astronomical numbers, and he's carried a franchise that, I'm sorry, they would be an absolute nightmare without Dak Prescott the last 7 years.
The problem with Dak is that if you told me the Cowboys were going to win seven games, even with the idea that you have one of the best wide receivers in the game with CeeDee Lamb, and really a better than, at least better than most defense, no one's blinking twice in that.
Yeah, some of that is just Cowboy cynicism, because Jerry's built good teams that have done nothing in the postseason. Some of that is Dak cynicism, because Dak doesn't have enough postseason.
Dak has too many games like he did 2 years ago against Jordan Love, where Jordan Love was a significantly better quarterback in that playoff game.
And while the NFC, I think, is wide open.
Playoff Dak is very similar to playoff Lamar in many respects.
And while I think the NFC is wide open, and I don't think the AFC is, I think it's a good roster. I think it's a great roster in Dallas. But I mean, if with a good, not great roster, if Dak won a Super Bowl, I think he checks off more legacy points, meaning like bridges a gap on a legacy that almost nobody in the NFL can. And then obviously there is just the idea that we're going to, I think it would catapult into everybody's top five. Because you'd look at the numbers and then go, well, that matches the postseason success.
No, he's very much like Lamar. And his postseason success just has not been there. He's been one and done way too many times in the postseason.
Like, there are so many guys, like Tony Romo, for a long time benefited from the star. Like, that was an average-ass quarterback. He was not anywhere near the statistical realm or even the physical talent realm of the Mannings and the Bradys and the great quarterbacks of that era, right? There were times people considered him a top five. It's because he played in Dallas. Dak has gone the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Dak is, I mean, Tony got a pass for a lot of that stuff, not having enough postseason success. Jerry being, you know, a bipolar owner and GM.
They also just accepted Tony for who he is. I mean, Dak is one of the highest paid players in the sport.
Like that, Tony Dak made some money.
Dak's been
Tony went a pauper.
Yeah, but Dak's been very well compensated. And for someone like Dak that was pushing the narrative of being a top five quarterback in the sport, there's a lot of letdown from Dak.
So the contract thing I do think matters. And I actually think it's a fact that Dak is, the next time he goes to get paid, it'll be his third time having a hugely publicized pay dispute with Jerry Jones. And I think this is where Jerry kind of is a bit short-sighted in his, I'm just selling a soap opera here, is that I do think inevitably it's hurt Dak Prescott that he's continued to go and honestly make what every other quarterback in the NFL has made, the same way Tony Romo is. But because how Jerry's done business with Dak, with Micah, with all these guys, it's put him more in the line of sight of, hey, Dak is problematic. He's not good enough. Look at the money he's making because of the attention that Jerry's called to it over the last decade.
Doesn't also help that he's had a lot of injuries in the previous 3 years as well.
Yeah, but
just completely derailed.
Which is funny to me because, again, which quarterbacks get the pass for injuries?
I know. No,
Joe Burrow,
I agree
and which
with you
don't.
We are as a whole very unfair to Dak Prescott.
216-474-0092. What quarterback needs a title the most this season? Ross drew the line between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I just think there are more quarterbacks in that conversation, and I think there are guys that if you throw Dak Prescott in there, a championship, although I don't think it's happening this year, would be, I think it's tough to overstate how much that would mean for his legacy. Sean Salisbury, maybe we'll ask him this question in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.